Today on the Pageant Cast, we look at a teen, Katie Redeker. She's Miss Teen Wisconsin USA 2013. Let's talk to Katie today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
You're watching the Pageant Cast, and we're here today. We have a wonderful young lady in our other room here, in Studio B, somewhere in the state of Wisconsin. We have Kate Redeker. She's Miss Wisconsin Teen USA 2013. Hello, Kate.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. We've been having some technical fun here tonight. But really appreciate you playing along with us here. Now, where are we calling you tonight? Where are you in the great state of Wisconsin?
I am from Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan there, hey. All right. How are the brats out there?
Oh, yeah. They're very good.
I know they are. They're wonderful out there. Is it true it's still called Shevegas?
Some people call it Shevegas. We actually have... like a building, Shevegas. I don't know what it is, but it's on one of our main streets. I don't know.
Yeah, and you have like the world's largest American flag or something out there. A lot of fun stuff.
Yes, we did. But we had to take it away because the pole was too big for it. And really? It kept swaying in the wind. I was really sad about that.
Yeah, it was enormous. It really was.
Huge.
So, tell me a little bit, how did you get involved in pageants?
Well, funny story, when was it? 2012, right before the 2012 pageant, I saw something on the side of my Facebook that said, do you want to be the next Miss Teen USA? And I clicked on it. I didn't know what it was at all. Well, I did, but I wasn't really sure.
Okay.
And I went on websites and I kept researching it and I was like, oh, this would be really cool. So I applied online. I sent my picture and everything, my bio. And a couple months later, I got something in the mail and I hadn't told my parents that I applied. And I got this in the mail and we're all screaming. We're like, oh, I made the cut. I'm allowed to participate in the 2012 Miss Wisconsin Teen USA pageant. So I did it. I competed in that. I got in the top 15 and was so ecstatic about all the scholarships that came with it. So I competed this year and I won.
Now, first, there's two remarkable parts of the story. One is that you actually clicked on something on the side of Facebook because nobody does that. Who does that? I've never known anybody. The second thing is that Facebook actually put something useful in your sidebar. Now, what I really want to ask you is, okay, you competed 1 year, didn't win, came back a second year, did win. What was the difference between the 2 years?
Well, the first year, I had no idea what to expect and what to look for. I have watched pretty much every single Miss USA, Miss Universe, and Miss Teen USA pageant on YouTube.
Okay.
For like 85 years back. I don't even know. I watch millions of videos on how to do everything, what they're looking for. So I practiced on my own, but I still hadn't had that experience before. Mm-hmm. So I did pretty well the first year, top 15, that's pretty good. Yeah. But then the year in between 2012 and 2013 pageant, I had practiced walking straight, talking, emphasizing my words. I actually went to Barbizon School of Modeling and Acting, and that really helped boost my confidence so much. And they helped me with a lot of things that I found useful towards the pageant.
Tell me, Miss Teen USA isn't televised anymore, but you can watch it on the internet. Do you think that all pageants in the future are just going to be on the internet and not on TV?
That is a great question. I feel like the way technology is expanding, you can watch pretty much anything on the internet. And I know for a fact that Miss USA prelims are on the internet, and that's really cool. But I honestly have no idea if they're going to stop everything from being nationally televised. I think they should keep it because it's so cool watching it on TV rather than the computer, but it's not at all not cool to watch it on the computer.
Oh, I don't think it would be the decision of Miss USA or Miss Universe to go off of television, but we all know that it's not as popular as it once was. And I mean, we saw that Miss America got bounced all the way down to pretty deep in cable for a couple of years, and they've come bouncing back. I guess my question is, do you feel like there's a resurgence of pageantry, or is there just a slow and steady decline in interest and viewership?
I feel like it varies from year to year. Some years it's more publicized and on Facebook. Like I saw the Miss Teen USA pageant on the side of my Facebook, and I wasn't really familiar with the Miss Teen USA pageant. So having things publicized on social media especially is a great way to keep the pageant system going.
Absolutely. Now, you're kind of an ambassador for Wisconsin now. I don't know if you're fully aware of that. So if we have viewers from all around the world, actually, which continues to shock me, but if somebody was thinking about visiting the great state of Wisconsin, what would you suggest for them to visit?
Oh, wow. I know our state capital, Madison, has so much to offer. I have only been there like 10 times in my entire life and still have not done everything that they have to offer. You can visit the state capitol, and they have so many shops and historical shops on this, like the State Street. It's just the coolest place to go. There's so many fun activity centers. You could go to museums. They have everything and a lot of cheese, I might say.
Absolutely. Now, outside of the incredible dreamland that we call Wisconsin here, are there places outside of the greatest state in the United States? Are there areas outside of that you would like to visit?
I have never been to our country's capital before, Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I think that is one of the places that I would most likely want to go to. Like that's at the top of my list. I've been to about 20 states before, but I really want to go to D.C. and visit all the memorials and everything, just learn more about our country's history.
Fantastic. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more with Kate Redeker. She's Miss Wisconsin Teen USA 2013 here on the Pageant Cast. Now let's take a look at what's going on at Amazon. Lou Parker was a ninth grade English literature teacher when she was crowned Miss USA 1994 and was the third South Carolina representative to capture that title. Lou went on to represent the United States in the Miss Universe pageant in Manila, Philippines, where she placed among the top six. Now you can hear her story in her words in Catching the Crown.
Before you purchase something at Amazon, come to pageantcast.com first. Click the link that looks like this, and we get credit for the sale, and you help out the Pageant Cast. Thank you!
Hope you are enjoying the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast dedicated to the world and women of beauty pageants. This is Stephanie McGrain, International Super Miss 2012, wishing you Tierra dreams.
We're back. We're back with the Pageant Cast. We have the beautiful and lovely Kate Redeker. She's Miss Wisconsin Teen USA 2013. And you're getting yourself ready for a big trip in your future for the Nationals. What are you most looking forward to?
I am just looking forward to meeting all the young women that are competing with me. And I am looking forward to having the time of my life and meeting the people from the Miss Universe organization, and hopefully just taking home a wonderful experience.
Fantastic. Now, tell me about the competition here in Wisconsin. How many young ladies were you competing against, do you know?
I believe I competed against 38 or 39 other ladies.
Okay. What's your favorite phase of competition?
I really love the evening gown portion of the competition. Okay. I love seeing everyone's beautiful dresses. It's just the best because we look beautiful no matter what. But showing off a beautiful dress that just makes that moment of time just stand with you forever. Being on stage in your dress.
That's great. Now, tell me about some of the appearances that you've had here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Yes. Last weekend, I was fortunate enough to participate in a Sherry Hill fashion show in Fort Hood, Texas.
Ooh.
And there was a prom expo that followed it. And me and the other ladies that were there got to help some military children pick out prom dresses sponsored by Sherry Hill. And it was just the time of my life. I met so many young ladies that had incredible stories, and they're probably one of the strongest groups of people I've ever met.
That's fantastic. Now, I know you've also been going into some of the schools nearby and talking to them about something near and dear to your heart.
Yes, I am trying to start a program. It's a long process, but it's just a way to get other young ladies that have eating disorders comfortable with talking about it, and I'm here to help them if they are in their struggles and don't know what to do. I know I've had an eating disorder like 2-3 years ago, and it's very hard to talk about. I'm just there to help them open up, because I know the last thing you want to do is tell your parents, but it's just going to be a wonderful program for all ages going through eating disorders and depression, stuff like that. I'm just really excited about it.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you a lot of luck and success with
that.
Getting back to pageants, are there any websites that you enjoy to follow to learn about pageants and keep up to date with everybody?
I love going on Twitter. I love following all 102 contestants and then all of our three main title holders. Mm-hmm. So that's just a cool way to get in touch with everyone, and a fast way too. With 140 characters or less.
Right, exactly. You can really zip through them a little more quickly. I love the list function in Twitter. It helps a great deal. I use a program called Hootsuite, actually, to keep track of all that stuff for me. We're just about out of time. Do you have any last items that you would like to tell the viewers of the Pageant Cast?
Just make sure that you tune in to Miss Teen USA on August 9th and 10th. It'll be a fun time, and you can gather some friends and have a viewing party. I know that's what I used to do for Miss USA and Miss Universe. It's always a fun time.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun, and you score along at home, and hopefully you'll be doing quite well. Now, Kate, one of the things we do at the end of our shows is we always do our best pageant wave. So I'd like to see how your pageant wave. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well, duration is a problem. You're not going to make it the whole way on the parade just doing that once or
You're
twice.
Right.
So, yeah, exactly. So you need to work on that. Keep that arm propped up for hours at a time. So, yeah, exactly. This is why strings and pulleys are very helpful. You just run that around. Well, thank you very much, Kate. It's been wonderful to get to know you, and I hope I see you around the state, and we'll share a brat sometime. That'll be a lot of fun. So,
sounds good.
Thanks a lot, Kate, and we're going to both wave goodbye and say Tierra Dreams, everybody. Tierra Dreams.
Tierra Dreams, everybody.
PageantCast.